Let us get started. Father, we're so thankful for our apostle, for the things that he's imparting into our lives. We thank you for this school, the reason that you established this school. We're under apostolic authority. Therefore, we want to function as one man. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, who is the true teacher. The Bible says he teaches us all things because he knows all things. Yea, he knows the deep things of God. So I thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for making known your revealed word unto us. And so we'll be forever grateful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we have to move on. Now, in our last session, what we've been establishing is that we have to have these basic things down before we could talk about moving into the gifts of revelation and prophecy. The very first thing is we proved from the scriptures that being born of the Spirit is separate and distinct from being filled with the Holy Spirit. We've established this fact that you cannot function. Now, you notice Apostle keeps talking about functioning in the supernatural versus the natural. And you remember I stated on last week that you cannot function in the supernatural except you be filled with the Holy Spirit. That is a fact. And we have a lot of churches, y'all know, through religion and tradition, they actually come against speaking in tongues. Well, if I was the enemy, I would do it too. I would cause a lot of confusion about it, because we're talking about the difference between remaining natural and functioning in the supernatural. As a matter of fact, all of our lives, we have been taught the fact that we're just natural people, human beings, right? And so most of our theology is we're human beings having a spiritual experience. Is that right? We're human beings having a spiritual experience. But that's not true. We're actually spirit beings housed in these physical temples. And God wants to manifest himself. But that cannot happen until we start functioning supernaturally. So number one, you have to be what? Born of the Spirit. We said everything that happened to Jesus Christ happened to us. His birth was supernatural. Our birth is supernatural. Now, in St. John chapter 4, there are a few things I want to continue to establish, and then we'll begin to talk about really moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. Once again, we cannot do that except we are first filled with the Holy Spirit. So I want to make sure that everybody here, Darrow campus students and you online and by Roku, you must come to the grips of this fact. I'm not talking about being Pentecostal. You understand? That, you know, because y'all know we like to label things. If you speak in tongues, you're a Pentecostal church. You know, I'm a full gospel. No, I'm talking about just functioning in what's rightfully yours. All right? Now, in St. John chapter number 4, you know, y'all remember the story where Jesus was talking to the woman at the well. Jesus in St. John chapter 4 said, I have needs to go through Samaria. There he met the woman at the well. She began to brag on Jacob's well and how great it was. And it came about because of this. Jesus said, give me something to drink. I'm thirsty. I've been traveling. I want something to drink. Well, she goes on to talk about how great the well is. Jesus said, listen, woman, I can give you some water to drink. You will never thirst again. I'll give you some water to drink. You'll never be thirsty again. Now, what Jesus was talking about was the new birth. He was talking about being born from above. You understand? Because, see, the new birth is a well of water. That's St. John chapter 4. St. John chapter 7, you go a little bit farther down, St. John 7, you might turn there so you can look at this. I believe it's around the 37th verse, St. John 7, 37, where the Bible says on that last day of the feast. Y'all remember that? Now, y'all know apostles say teacher, right? Okay. Is it 7:37? Okay, what does the Bible say? In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man what?
Thirst.
All right, now watch this now. He's not talking about the new birth here. See, in St. John chapter 4, he was talking about the new birth because he said, I'm going to give you some water that you'll never thirst again. But here in St. John chapter 7, he says, if any man thirst, let him what? Let him come unto me
and drink.
Read.
He that believeth on me,
as the scripture had said,
now out of his belly
shall flow rivers of what? Living water. Rivers of living water. Now notice we've went from a well, being born again, to a river. There's a big difference between a well and a river. Are you listening? Huh? Y'all know we are right around the Mississippi River, which is called in America the Father of Waters. I mean, you might not think about it, but it runs all the way from Minnesota all the way down to the mouth. Y'all understand? All the way into the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, that's got to be some kind of river. Now, the thing about a river is it's fed. It has a source of all the rivers as it's coming down through all of these states. A source. Now, a well, it's just, you know, like a little deep pond there. But a river is a unending source. So watch what Jesus said. Jesus said, now, if you believe on me as the scripture had said, why does the Bible say that? Because now what Jesus is saying, see, the scriptures teach that when I come, I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So in St. John chapter 7, read the next verse because it'll be much clearer to you. But this spake he of the Holy Spirit,
which they that believe on him
should receive. Why?
For the Holy Ghost was not yet given.
For he was not yet given. All right. So that brings you to this point. I can be born of the Spirit, right? I can be filled with the Spirit. All right? You got to understand that. Now to some of you, you said it's elementary. There may be somebody sitting right next to you, don't even know this yet. They just got saved and they just think, okay, I'm saved. But after you are saved, that well of water needs to turn into a river so that you can begin to function in the supernatural, watch this, like it's natural. See, we need to start functioning in the supernatural like it's natural, where we're not getting so excited about the creative signs, wonders, and miracles that are being done because it's just every day. It's a normal, it's not what I do, it's who I am. I was born for the supernatural, created for the supernatural. But without the Holy Spirit, there is no supernatural. So one of the things that we must start establishing is the fact that when you are filled with the Spirit, you must begin to develop a spirit language and a spirit prayer life. Speaking in the Spirit must be like you communicate every day in English. Y'all with me so far? Okay. Now, y'all notice the apostle was talking a lot about the Holy Spirit tonight. Right? Because once again, without the Holy Spirit, you cannot even be ushered into the supernatural. Are you with me? We're talking about living a supernatural lifestyle. We're talking about being able to shift from the natural to the supernatural. And the speaking in tongues or praying in the Holy Ghost is the quickest way to shift. Now, Paul said I speak in tongues more than all of you. So that tells me something about what he thought about praying in tongues. Wasn't so much an option. This must become a way of life in order for me to function. Everything the Lord Jesus Christ did, he did because he was a man anointed by God the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Now, turn in your Bibles with me. Now, how many of y'all are clear on that? How many of y'all clear about the baptisms? I'll rehearse it one more time. When you get born again, it is the Holy Spirit. He is the agent. he baptizes or immerses you into the body of Christ. That's called the new birth. Are you with me? That's not being filled with the Spirit. Okay? Now, that's called Spirit baptism. But then John the Baptist said the person that he was the forerunner to, who was coming after him, he would baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with power. So when it comes to being filled with the Holy Spirit or being baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire, that is, Jesus is the only one doing that. Even though a man lay hands on you, he didn't do that. That was Jesus doing that, because he's the baptizer with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And in a, y'all know, most Pentecostal churches that we were raised in, once you speak in tongues, that was it. You know, until you got happy. Yeah. See, that's why Apostle keep talking about being emotional. Most people are emotional, but where's the power? You shouted, ran all over the church, did all of that, calisthenics. Where is the power? The power is in the Holy Ghost. Where's the power? Where is the power? Where's the Holy Ghost? Hey, come on. Where is the Holy Ghost? In me. In me. In me. All right, now I got to establish that. Turn to St. John chapter 14. Come on. I alluded to this in another class, but we need to understand something. Jesus is here in the person of the Holy Spirit. We need to quit looking for the second coming of Christ and start functioning like Christ is here now. See, Christ is the head of the church, which is his body. He's the head of the church, which is his body. The kingdom cannot be advanced without the church, because the church is the vehicle that God uses to advance the kingdom. But the church cannot advance without movement from the Holy Ghost. Y'all with me? St. John 14, let's start at verse number 16. What does it say?
I will pray the Father.
Now, this is Jesus saying, I will pray the Father, and he shall give unto you another comfort. The word another means one of the same sort and of the same kind. You understand? In other words, what Jesus is saying, I'm going to pray the Father, and he's going to give you another comforter, another paracletos, one called alongside to help. The Holy Spirit is to be unto us today what Jesus was to the 12 when he was walking in the earth realm. No, come on, y'all. Come on now, y'all. Listen. I'm not trying to get emotional, but what I'm trying to tell you is the disciples had Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit. But we don't have nothing different than what they had. Huh? See, another of the same sort or kind. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. What? Even the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of reality. The supernatural is a reality. You understand? Even the Spirit of truth that what?
Whom the world cannot
receive.
Because
the world seeth him not, and the world cannot know him. They cannot be intimate with him. Read.
But you know him.
Notice what Jesus said. Now, come on, pay attention. But you know him. Notice how Jesus is always affirming who he's teaching. See, we don't want to teach you like we over here, you over there. You know this already. You won't know why you know this? Because you came from God. You came from God. You didn't just pop up in your mother's womb. You came from God. God sent you here. Before you were formed in your mother's belly, God said, I knew you. You came from me. Once you got into this earth realm, you got conformed. You began to hear all this natural stuff through intellect and reasoning and what you learned through your five physical senses. But in order for you to start functioning supernatural, you got to go back to the navigation system. You got to go back and find where you came from. Are you listening? so you can start functioning like you are from another world. Come on, read. I need to get it. What it says?
But you know him.
We talking about the Holy Spirit. For you know him. For he what? He dwelleth with you. Notice the phrase, he dwelleth with you. How was the Holy Spirit dwelling with them? The Holy Spirit was dwelling with them because when Jesus walked the face of the earth, John the Baptist recorded these words, upon whom you see. He said, I'm the forerunner to Jesus Christ. And God told me, upon who I see, the Spirit descend and remain, that's the Son of God. And John said, I saw and I bear record. Now, y'all remember the baptism when Jesus went down into the water? The Bible says when he came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove and lit upon him and remained upon him. John the Baptist said, the one God who sent me, commissioned me to be his forerunner, told me, when I see the Spirit descend and remain, that would be my son. Are y'all with me? But pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. Read it again. What it says. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you. For he dwelleth with you. For he dwelleth with you. How was the Holy Spirit dwelling with them? In the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the person of who? The Lord Jesus Christ. All right, come on, read what it says. Now look, he was dwelling with them in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, but Jesus said, he's not only going to dwell with you, he's going to be in you. He's going to be in you. Well, when did that happen? When did that take place? Yes, you have a measure of the Spirit in the new birth, but the indwelling presence of the Holy Ghost, being filled with the Holy Ghost, that takes place when Jesus himself baptizes and immerses you. You understand that? It's why? Because, you know, this intimate relationship that we're talking about developing with God can only come through the Holy Spirit. And praying in tongues is a supernatural language. The Bible says he that prays in an unknown tongue is not talking to men. He's communicating directly with God, spirit to spirit. Are you with me? For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So the Holy Spirit was with them in the person of Jesus Christ. But now, you know, he's no longer with us. He is in us. Now, the Bible says Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Now, pay attention. Christ in you. Well, what made Jesus the Christ? Y'all know that Christ means the anointed one? The anointed one and his anointed. He's Jesus the Christ. Do you understand that when the Holy Spirit anoints you, it is his assignment to cause Christ to be formed in you? For you to be conformed into the image of God's dear Son. That can only happen through the Holy Spirit. Say that's supernatural. That's supernatural. Y'all with me? Now, once you are filled with the Spirit, if being filled with the Spirit is not important, why would Jesus tell those who were following him, don't leave Jerusalem. Don't go out and preach. Don't go out and teach until you be endowed or endued with power from on high. It's this endowment that's going to enable you to carry out the assignment that I'm giving you. But we're in a church now, want to try to carry it out through, you hear Apostle talking about this all the time, church growth, church strategies. You know, we're going to do this program. You don't need no program when you got the Holy Ghost. You want some instant church growth? Let the power show up. So Jesus commanded, listen what I said. He commanded them, don't you depart from Jerusalem. Don't you go out and minister no sermons until you be endued with power from on high. In other words, don't go till the Holy Spirit come. And that's where the early church in its beginnings, the early church was so powerful because the early church depended solely upon the movement of the Holy Ghost. All through the book of Acts, you hear this. They sent out men full of the Holy Ghost. So if you wasn't full of the Holy Ghost, you wasn't qualified to go nowhere. We'd rather put gifted people than filled people. Y'all kind of quiet. Yeah, he talked good. We don't want you to talk good. We want you to talk good with some power. We'll see y'all next class. Read chapter 1 of your book.